Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iRadioBlog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Good Vibrations. So as I've been starting every week for the last 2 months, please, please, please like us on Facebook, sign up for our new newsletter. We have all kinds of exciting discounts and news that's coming in the newsletter. You actually get the download from today's show in your inbox by noon on Wednesday. So you don't have to go anywhere to get the downloads. And we would love to hear from you guys. I know last month we had Sound Therapy Month, and this month we're starting with Color Therapy Month, and we're kicking it off today with someone who does all different types of vibrational therapy. Very exciting guest. We have Dr. Damaris Drury. She's a clinical psychologist, but in a very different way. She's been doing sound, color, and other types of vibrational therapies for the past 25 years. Her website is www.beyondtalktherapy.com. Welcome, Dr. Drury.
Thanks, Lynn. It's a pleasure.
Glad to have you on.
I'm glad we finally got it together. This is good.
Now, I met Dr. Drury. She was the keynote speaker at the Cymatics Conference last year. Y'all have heard me talk many, many times about the AMI and the Cyma 1000 and how it's up for an Edison Award. And Dr. Drury was the keynote speaker there, and very exciting.
Glad you enjoyed it. I love talking about ways to help people and talking especially about vibrational medicine, which I've been doing since about 1984. Sound healing and vibrational medicine.
Mm-hmm. So today we were going to kind of kick off with, and we probably will get to the other modalities that Dr. Drury does, but we're going to talk about the Canyon Ranch experiment. It sounds like a really interesting experiment. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got into vibrational therapies and then kick off what is Canyon Ranch?
I will. I would also let people know that there is on YouTube, if they type in my name, which we can give them later, all my YouTube videos will come up, and there is an explanation of the Canyon Ranch experiment. So having said that, the reason that I got started in vibrational medicine originally was a dream I had about Edgar Cayce sitting with me at my kitchen table. And he had a blueprint, like a construction blueprint. And he was showing me my life in vibrational medicine. You're going to do this, 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 and this. And he had a map of what I was going to do. The interesting thing was, when I woke up, I knew that it was Edgar Cayce, but I didn't know who that was at that time in my life. I had no idea who Edgar Cayce was. So I began, I read a little bit about him. And what he said to me was that he would be a guide for me until I was up and running teaching vibrational medicine.
How cool.
So that was the beginning of it. And within a year of that, I had in my head a concept that I took to the owner of Canyon Ranch in Tucson. And I'm sure some listeners will have heard of that. There are several of them in the world, and they are multi-million-dollar facilities for health and wellness, and his was the first of its kind. So I went to him boldly, and I said, I have an idea how to enhance any bodywork program you're doing here. and it involves using sound, color, essential oils, homeopathy, and brainwave entrainment, but not just randomly, but in complementary octaves. So there is a relationship between the chakras and the keys of music and the seven spectral colors. So we're looking here at building on the octave principle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but the 8 is the 1 of the next octave. Am I making sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So I proceeded to describe to him what this room would look like with a color wheel in the ceiling and a vibrating massage table and keys of music, classical music recorded on cassette tapes. That's how long ago it was. And he was excited. He said, he handed me a check for $10,000 and said, go build the room.
Cool.
So I hired an engineer who could actually build the equipment that I saw in my head. And we got that done, and I'll describe it in a minute. And then we went ahead and built a second one. Ironically, these rooms were the first of their kind in the country in 1985, but it was the whole idea was way ahead of its time. Now, something like that would go gangbusters.
Yeah.
But it was way ahead of its time then. So, you want me to describe what the room looked like?
Yeah, and you know, what particular sounds did you use? And it was, I mean, were these people that came in here to try this room, did they all have certain diseases or symptomology, or were they all over the board? And so how did you determine what color, what sound, what oil that you used?
Good question. Okay. So these are just people from the general public. Most people came to Canyon Ranch in a week, improve the health of their bodies. In other words, they're doing fasting, juicing, good food, good rest, good body work, and retreat. They're kind of a retreat facility, sort of like Miraval. I'm sure some Arizona folks have heard of that, too. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so in the room, we had a color wheel in the ceiling, which has the seven spectral pure colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, corresponding to the chakras. So the root chakra would be red, or the key of C. Then the next chakra up, the relationship chakra, is orange, corresponds to the key of D in music. And as we continue up the body, we have the personal power chakra, yellow, the key of E. Then we have heart. And everybody that's listening knows this, I'm sure. So we have the heart chakra being green and the throat chakra being blue and third eye indigo, and the top of the head, and some distance from the top of the head, violet. So I was building on the ancient Sanskrit system and combining the color wheel in the ceiling with seven recordings of classical music. And I did that because I didn't want to use just pure generated sound. I wanted it to be analog sound and classical instrumental music. So there was nothing electronic about it. And the massage table itself actually vibrated between 4 and 20 cycles per second. And I have to do a kind of a sidebar here and explain about brainwaves. It's really important in healing to be in theta state. Theta state, there are thousands of studies that show that the brain waves in theta range are conducive to the body's natural healing mechanisms. And just to give people an idea of what brainwave frequencies are, your brain waves and my brain waves right now are probably way up there. Anywhere from 18 to 100 cycles per second, depending on how fast we're thinking. Okay, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the next step down in brainwave frequency range is alpha, which is more like 8 to 13.
And what is alpha? Is that when we're calm, or is that when we're active?
Alpha is more meditative. It's calmer. Okay. And then theta is 4 to 8, roughly, cycles per second. This is approximate. And below that is delta. Now, when we're anesthetized for surgery, it's delta is where we go. And when you're in a deep sleep state and you wake up and you don't even know what you dreamed, that's delta. And that's 0 to 4 cycles per second. Theta, 4 to 8, roughly. And alpha, 8 to 13 to 15, and beta, 15 and above. So if, in fact, you have zero brainwave frequencies, you are flatlining. You are not alive. So just to give an idea of the range, this is really important in the sleep apnea work, which we can talk about toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go back to the room. So there were 7 little electromagnetic motors mounted underneath the massage table, and there was a control panel on the wall, and the massage therapist could control the brainwave frequencies generated by the table. So if a person came in all agitated, the therapist could turn the table down to theta range and calm the person down almost instantly.
Wow.
Yes. Meanwhile, there's a headphone jack in the head of the table for Monroe Institute HemiSync. And HemiSync is all about brainwave entrainment. Now, that was the first company to do brainwave entrainment, and then people like Jeffrey Thompson and a whole lot of other folks developed brainwave programs to help people achieve different states of consciousness. And I know you've interviewed Jeffrey Thompson at some point.
Yes, he was lovely.
Yeah, he is lovely. We actually did workshops together in California for several years, combining our different technologies, mine being more shamanic and his being electronic, and our common ground was identical about vibrational healing. So we did that for a while in about 1997 to 2000, somewhere in there.
Very cool.
So back to the room. Now we have a color wheel. We have 7 matching keys of music on cassette tapes. We have a vibrating massage table. We have headphones plugged into the head of the table with brainwave entrainment through HemiSync. And then we have essential oils that were chosen to go with the keys and the colors. So what we have then is an octave of color, an octave of sound, an octave of light, and then we have brainwave entrainment. And then, in between, the therapist would spritz rescue remedy, the homeopathic, in between people, so that it would clear the room. And if you go on my website, thevibrationalsignature.com, which is the least developed of my websites, but on there are the pictures, actual photographs, that the camera could see, that the naked eye could not see, of the intensity of the color in there. And it was really very deceptive. The color was so intense that I could only stand to do 2 sessions in a day.
Wow.
So the synergistic combination of sound, color, essential oils, it was so powerful that it was too powerful.
What kind of oils did you use?
The purest essential oils we could find that corresponded to the vibration of, say, orange. Orange is easy. Citrus orange is easy. Neroli. Any orange oil. Mandarin.
Gotcha.
And it's really easy. Yeah, it's easy to match the essential oils by their color or by their vibration. And there are In aromatherapy, there are fast vibrating oils, there are medium vibrating oils, and slow, like cedar and sage would be a slow vibrating essential oil. Lavender would be a medium vibration, and something like peppermint would be a higher vibration. You follow me? You can almost intuitively mm-hmm. get this.
Yeah. So when you combined all of these different therapies in one, what kind of reaction? Because it does, my first thought when I was reading this was, wow, does this put somebody into a healing crisis where, you know, it literally can be just too much for the average person?
It could have, yes, you could say that. And I don't have any evidence of that, but it certainly was challenging for a therapist to do more than one session. So let me just explain. You asked me a question I have not yet answered. What do you ask the client who's coming through the door? What you ask is, how are you feeling today? Are you well? Are you getting over a cold? Are you hyperactive? If a person is hyperactive, you want to start with the color and slow them down. So you obviously are going to want to use a cooler color or a neutral. So you would want to use any of the blues or green to slow somebody down. If someone's been sick, you need to increase their cardiopulmonary system, get their blood flowing. You want to give them a warmer color, red, orange, yellow. Of course, green is neutral. So that's where the interview starts, with how are you physically feeling today? And then the therapist would choose a color to start with and then play the corresponding music. Choose the corresponding oil to put in the massage oil and go from there.
So they're getting a massage the whole time this is going on?
Yes. Okay. Or possibly shiatsu or some kind of more dry body work as opposed to a lotion or oil-oriented body work.
Gotcha.
So it could be used with anything.
Yeah, I mean, when I do my sound, color, and light work, a lot of times they're on a biomat, they're having tuning fork work, and they have color lights on them. So it's not uncommon to combine the different vibrational therapies.
Right, and I think it's very important to do that because there's such a synergistic effect by combining the various octaves. And let me explain more about that.
So we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, you can explain. We'll be back in just a minute, guys.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we are talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't forget, if you're looking for a vacation, go to www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where you can be in paradise the whole time you're on vacation. They are a sponsor of this show, and we are very grateful. Today we have Dr. Damaris Drury on, who is a psychologist, but who does it in a very, very different way, using all kinds of vibrational therapies. Feel free to go check her out at www.beyondtalktherapy.com. A couple other websites that we're going to be talking about for her is vibrationalsignature.com and humanvoiceenergetichealing.com. So welcome back, Dr. Drury.
Thanks, Liam.
So we're talking about all these different vibrational therapies and combining them all, and you had some really juicy information you were going to give everybody about that.
Okay. So in this universe of energy, there is nothing but vibration. We know this. Our senses are designed to pick up very small bandwidths within that entire universe of vibration. So our eyes pick up a tiny piece of it. Our ears are designed to perceive and translate a tiny bit of that vibrational spectrum. In our nose, our olfactory senses are actually designed to differentiate the molecule structure of whatever we're smelling. It has, we actually smell geometry. Our olfactory senses translate a fragrance or a smell into a translation of sacred geometry, and there are not many folks that know that.
So it's true that everything boils down to math?
Math?
Well, isn't sacred geometry basically just another form of mathematics? And a lot of science will tell
math.
You that everything boils down to mathematics.
Well, in a fractal sense, I think so. I don't know if I'd make a general statement like that. I think it. I think there are lots of frequencies in the matrix of who we are and what makes us up. But let's not go down that road, because that's another whole hour. So I was saying that in the room, it was extremely intense. The colors were intense. The vibration of the table was intense. The brainwave entrainment was intense. The music was beautiful. But when you combine all of that in a synergistic way, it does multiply the effect. So the therapist had a hard time using the room for any length of time. Like, two sessions in a day would blitz out the therapist. Now, the people who were experiencing it had a very positive result. But what I learned overall from doing this is, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Everything in the room needed to be more homeopathic and less intense. So the way you do it with the smaller lights above the body and the tuning forks and so on, I think that that's a more homeopathic way of giving a person a vibrational bath, so to speak.
Even with the Sima machines that we use, there's a lot of people that will put them on the loudest volume, and, you know, more volume isn't necessarily better, or even the biomat, they'll always put it all the way up to the highest temperature, and meanwhile, the body might not be able to handle that.
That's right. So less is more. Absolutely, less is more. That's the big one of the big lessons from this. A, it was amazing technology to combine it all together. Extremely profound. Doing it with such intensity isn't such a great idea. But where I went from that is into voice work. And it was also gifted to me. I won't say it wasn't in a dream, but it was definitely gifted to me. What I learned from the rooms is that this is great. This is wonderful technology for the people that can afford it. But what about empowering the individual? That's where my work in psychology or therapy comes into this. I'm really not a clinical psychologist. That is my degree. And I didn't get my doctorate until 2002. So in 1985, I basically had just an undergraduate degree. I didn't go back to school until years later. So that's when I started to branch off into bioenergetic psychology, alternatives that empower the individual, returning the right and the power to heal to the individual. So I'm getting ahead of myself here. But going back to the Canyon Ranch rooms, I, at that same time, started doing spontaneously scanning another person's body with my voice, and in such a way that it would cause a head-to-toe vibration. When I hit exactly the right frequency, which I would call a fundamental frequency, for that person's body, that person, even though I was making a sound right between their shoulder blades, like the assemblage point, in Carlos Castaneda terms, they would experience a head-to-toe vibration, and over 20 years, I began to identify this as the fundamental frequency for that particular person's body. And if a person experienced a vibration that went parallel to the ground through their heart center, that was a harmonic of their fundamental frequency. Let me stop there and give you a chance to ask me, or pull me back on the rails, or whatever.
Well, I like that. Can you give us an example? I guess I didn't ask this off the air. Would you be willing to do some kind of a tone for us and let us know what that could look like? And when you're scanning the body, are you using your voice going down their entire body, or are you just focusing on that one area between the shoulder blades?
What I do is I focus on the area between the shoulder blades, and I use a tone that's a scanning tone. I start from a higher pitch and gradually go to a lower pitch. So whoever's ever monitoring this, and Voice America as a producer, watch the meters. I'll do it now. Here we go. A little demo.
Wow, that was, I couldn't even tell that that was coming from a person and not a machine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can tell kind of the difference, and that's kind of a different toning than what I'm used to hearing from different people. So that's very different.
I know, and I have to call this, people say, oh yeah, it's just toning. It is not just toning. It is graduate level toning. It is toning with a pure intent. It's creating a laser beam sound with a pure intent. In other words, when I work with someone using this sound, I deliver the sound to their body with a complete non-attachment to the outcome. I have to back off so that my personality is not involved in how they use it. My job is to deliver the purest sound in the most non-judgmental, non-attached manner. And people have had incredible experiences everywhere from mystical experiences, seeing God, having a spontaneous relief from chronic lifelong pain, short-term relief from pain, long-term relief from pain. Emotional patterns seem to shatter, limiting beliefs shatter, all kinds of stuff. I mean, in the 30 years I've been doing this, I have heard everything. So I cannot say, overestimate the power of the human voice in the spoken word and in sound without any words at all. Because we all have a vibrational signature and our voices light it up.
And so if people come to you through Beyond Therapy Talk, can they find out what their fundamental voice print is and they can use it on themselves?
No, not exactly. And they would need to go to this website, Human Voice in Energetic Healing. They're very distinct websites. HumanVoiceInEnergeticHealing.com. And I actually have a double DVD set that teaches people the background for all of this and why and how it's so powerful. And then the second CD teaches them how to do the scanning tone, where to do the scanning tone. And it's a DVD of a class of people learning to do it.
Very cool.
So, yeah, so it's a double DVD set. That's available if someone would like to order it. And it's taken me a while to put that together in such a way that people can really learn how to do it. The thing that's simple is that people can scan their own body in their own bathroom, any place that will reflect vibration or resonant space, and the bathroom is good because it's tiled. So all you have to do is go in your bathroom, start a scanning tone like that, and your body will tell you when you have got the right frequency. So it means that each person is independent. I do not have to, like Sherry Edwards' work, for example, people that analyze a person's voice and say to them, oh, well, you have this missing. Let me provide it for you. Okay, that's one way to do it. I don't happen to subscribe to that. I want people to be able to empower themselves to do what they need so that they are not dependent on me or anybody else. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's room for everything. There's room for everybody's modality. There's not one better than another. There are many good ones. So I'm just saying, in contrast, this is something everybody can do in their own bathroom. And their body will let's go back to comparing the seven keys of music and the seven colors and the seven tuning forks and the seven crystal bowls, which I think is wonderful. It is like Sidney Omar's astrological forecast in the newspaper. It's general. It's good, but it's general, and it will work for a lot of the people a lot of the time, but it will not work for everybody all the time. However, if you're using your voice to scan your own body or anybody else's body, you know, what heals us one day doesn't necessarily heal us the next. We need different frequency matrices. Are you with me there?
I am. I mean, even again, I'll go back to SIMO. Just because today you need a particular frequency doesn't mean you need that same one tomorrow.
Exactly. So cymatics is good because it generates the sound that's needed as the body changes. And so does the human voice. The human voice is a cymatics tool. So...
Now, the only reason why I haven't got into vocal toning to this point is I guess I always thought you really needed to be, you know, have a better quality voice. Let's just leave it at that. But when you look at your websites, you talk about, in fact, I watched a video that you had up on one of yours that talked about you don't have to be a singer.
Right. I happen to be a singer, but you don't have to be a singer as long as you practice breath control, and you can control the sound you're making. You don't have to be a singer to do that. You just have to practice breathing from your diaphragm so that you can control the sound that you're making. And over time, you know, vocal cords are like any other muscle in the body. If you use them, they become stronger and more controllable.
So when somebody comes to you through body talk therapy and they're trying and they have some particular dis-ease or symptomology, this is what you're using then to scan their body to try to make a change for them?
No, this is what I use to cap off a session.
Gotcha.
You see, I've evolved from the Canyon Ranch room of combining seven colors, seven keys, seven chakras, seven tuning forks, seven crystal bowls. All of this is great. My own personal evolution took me into using the voice because everybody's got one and it doesn't cost anything. and it automatically adjusts to what we need on a daily basis. So that was the next piece of my evolution. At the very same time, I started doing therapy work with people, all of it based on self-empowerment. So do you want me to start talking about the Beyond Talk therapy concept?
Sure. What does the session look like? What do you do? Because I know you've had a lot of very good results with people with what medicine would call a difficult, you know, problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started doing this work 25 years ago, but it also continues to evolve. And the integrative model that I use in Beyond Talk therapy sessions, private sessions, brings personal power and hope back to the individual who's got a big problem. The integrative model dares us to challenge incurable things, and it reminds us that our bodies know how to heal themselves as we learn to clear unconscious decisions made during traumas. This is all about resolving trauma. And the integrative Beyond Talk therapy model teaches us to change vibratory patterns at the cellular level with intent and shamanic healing, and basically whatever it takes to help somebody go to the bottom of their swamp and pull the plug. That's what I do. And I work with literally any issue. There are very few people that I will turn down and say, no, I don't think I can help you.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we're going to go to our last break and we're going to come back and talk about more about exactly how we pull the plug on that swamp. We'll be back in a minute.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we are talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Our world is filled with strong, powerful, and accomplished women who can inspire teen girls and young women to push past fears, quiet negative self-talk, find mentors, set goals, and capture their dreams. Tune into the Inspiring Women podcast series featuring interviews with women who have overcome incredible challenges to achieve personal satisfaction and professional accomplishment. Go to www.inspiringwomenseries.com today.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. And today we have Dr. Damaris Drury. And check her out at www.humanvoiceinenergetichealing.com. There's a double DVD set on there that will help to teach you how to do your own vocal toning to scan your own body. And we're talking a little bit about her Beyond Talk therapy, which has been an evolution from the Canyon Ranch experiment and I'm sure a bunch of other things. So tell us a little bit more, Dr. Drury.
All right. Well, Beyond Talk therapy is my private counseling, which basically has nothing to do with sound and everything to do with resolving trauma. So those two tracks kind of started evolving in the late 80s for me. So let me just kind of tee it up this way. For people that have tried positive thinking after watching The Secret and the Bleep movie when that came out, folks that are doing positive thinking, positive affirmations, working with The Secret, the law of attraction, and having no results, and how discouraged these folks are. In other words, have you failed at The Secret? And if so, be kind to yourself, because the reason for this, if positive affirmations fail to work, it is because there is a different agenda between the body and the mind. In other words, the mind can say, yes, I want to be pregnant and have another child. But the body can say, ain't no way I'm going through that again. So if there's a subconscious decision running around in the body, creating a program of its own, the subconscious mind will win over the conscious mind every time. So it's very important to get to the roots of the subconscious programs that are running in the body, most of them since childhood, or since other types of traumatic events that happen. This can happen from gestation all the way up till, you know, breakfast this morning. The kind of traumas that cause disease are the ones that create conflict, chaos, and confusion. I had cancer 7 years ago, and I had 5 days between the diagnosis and the surgery. And, of course, the doctor that I had was all excited, and I was fearful. I didn't have a support system. And I was basically terrified into having a surgery. In the meantime, in those 5 days, I did my work. I used emotional freedom technique, neuro-linguistic programming, and I looked at all the areas in my life that had contributed to ongoing chaos, conflict, and confusion so that I had developed cancer. And I worked on all of that for 5 days, and I invited asked my friends to come and sit with me and witness for me while I tapped through all of that stuff, because I needed support to do that. And I worked through all of it. I had the surgery, and when the body parts that were removed were biopsied in the operating room, there was no cancer.
How's it get better than that?
So had I trusted that, I would not have had the surgery. But again, I was fearful and did it anyway. So it is what it is.
So you feel that through the EFT and the NLP and kind of observing what had gone on in your life, that you kind of unraveled all of those traumas and pulled the plug on everything.
Yes, exactly. There we are, pulling the plug in the swamp. So for 95% of the people that have come to me in 25 years, the basis of a whole variety of problems that are physical, emotional, and spiritual come from trauma. So I've developed a way of actually resolving traumatic events. Let's define trauma for a minute, because most people don't understand how it works. Trauma represents a really profound compression of survival energy that has not been able to complete its course of action. In other words, let's explain, like a deer, for example. If a deer escapes a threat, a predator, it does so successfully, it will stand and shake until the whole trauma passes out of its body. Well, people don't have an opportunity to do that. When a child is hit by a parent, the child can't fight back. So all the survival energy that says, run, 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 run. Well, where am I going to run to? I have nowhere to live. So a traumatized child freezes. And
gotcha.
So all the survival energy that would have been spent in running away is compressed in the body. And that creates disease. But the trigger in there, the really important piece, is that when traumas happen, we always make a decision, whether we're aware of it or not. And the decision has to do with, how good am I at surviving? How good am I at taking care of myself? And people who are abused as children sometimes have a really hard time taking care of themselves. So, you know, if you ask me a question,
I would think it would be the opposite, because don't they learn survival more than others in a lot of instances?
Well, that's a good question to help me elucidate here. Survival, ask me another question.
Well,
or rephrase that one.
A lot of people that have had a lot of traumas, they basically learn to adapt because they've had so many traumas. Whereas some people you run across have, you know, one little trauma and they fall apart. So my question was that a lot of people that you see, I would think, would become better at surviving when they've had a lot of traumas in their childhood, and be better equipped to survive than those that haven't. Not in all cases, but in some.
Well, that's kind of there are two concepts interwoven there. First of all, some people do respond better to traumas than others. Some people fall apart easier, as you say. However, when a trauma happens, it's in the body until it's released. And when they accumulate, they stack up and create disease-causing programs over time. And it could be a repeating emotional pattern, or it could be, you know, a repeating relationship pattern. And the reason for that is, let's say a person is abused as a child verbally. They're going to pick a partner that resembles a parent because of the reenactment of trauma principle. We all will reenact a trauma trying to have a different outcome, because that's how trauma works. It's all about remembering a life-changing event and archiving what happened, just in case it happens again. Because if it happens again, we want to be ready. We want to escape a threat better than we did before. So we reenact trauma to set up occasions where we can have a different response than we had the first time. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I love this. I've never heard it quite explained like this before, and I really, really like
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to understand how trauma works. So if you want, I want to tell the listeners, I did a 20-minute interview on this subject. And go to YouTube, type in my name, Damaris Drury trauma, and that 23-minute video will come up. You can watch it and learn more about trauma than I can say in this interview. So that's just available to anybody.
Do you teach classes on how to how to do this particular technique?
I do teach classes. I have several books coming out, but right now I don't have any classes scheduled. What I want to encourage people to do to get my information for free is to go on my website and sign up on my email list, and you will get the newsletter that has articles about all the things we've been talking about and more today that are included in the newsletter. I just want to put it out for educational purposes.
So, and that's at your beyondtalktherapy.com site, correct?
Yeah, it's on all my websites. It's the Constant Contact email newsletter sign up.
Okay.
So if people sign, who are listening today, sign up in the next 24 hours, they can have a deal on the Human Voice double DVD set and some of the other products that I have for sale. And I will send them articles on the very things that we're talking about so that they have something to look at.
Well, that's fabulous. That's great. Guys, get out there, sign up for the newsletter.
And also my Facebook, Beyond Talk Therapy page. I'm like you, Lynn. I'm just getting that started. So if people would sign that, you know, like that page, it would help me immensely to get information out to more people.
And unfortunately, today we only have a couple minutes left. We're not going to get to sleep apnea, but it is a big...
Right. Okay, I'll touch on that quickly. That is one specialty that I have, and it is so related to traumas that are involve being unconscious against our will, like a near drowning, having tonsils removed with ether as the anesthetic when we're 6 years old, people that have car accidents and comas, and traumas where they've been knocked out or anesthetized. And that creates a sleep apnea program that can be removed, and I'm having really great results with that. It can be removed from the nervous system, and it has to do with where it lodges in the brainwaves. So that's probably all I have time to say about that. But that's the biggest thing I'm working on right now, but I will not turn anybody down. And I have a client comments page to show the variety of things I work with. But right now I'm focusing on getting those books out.
So thank you very much, everyone, and I hope you all have a healthy week. See you then.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.